Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Alex Jones is with us. He's the only guy that I could really think of that I wanted to talk to about this and what's going on.
And that's you and I coming out, the fact that we've been married for 10 years.
We've been married for 10 years, and we get all the state benefits that come with it. What do you think is, this is a weird time in our country. You've been saying and warning people about stuff like this. Whatever happened, you've been saying there's going to be violence in this election.
Yeah, I mean, I joked around. You're one of my favorite comedians. I love you.
Thank you.
I watch your show every week. So is my wife. So is the crew. We love you, Tim. We love your crew. I just want to be 100% clear. Okay. Yeah. I'm not trying to be dramatic here on air. I am literally telling you what I believe is going on. And so here's the bottom line. Everybody's getting into grassy knoll and shots and ballistics and trajectory. The Secret Service, even if he only has 20 people, because Biden cut it down to nothing, he wouldn't give RFK Jr., whose father and uncle were both murdered by the government, any Secret Service. So that's by default serious negligence going on, deliberate negligence to get him killed. So Trump's got 20 Secret Service. Doesn't matter. All the local police work for them and want to work for Trump. So they were told by the advance team, this has come out, not to be on the roofs of four buildings 450 feet away that a Boy Scout, you know, a 10-year-old could make that shot, okay? So there was a default stand down, just like in 63 in Dallas. And Kennedy said, I'm pulling out 100,000 troops a month. In 4 months, the 400,000 troops that were in Vietnam were going to be gone. Trump said, I'm going to end this war. I'm going to cut off funding the Ukraine war. And so Biden's really collapsed. And then they don't put anybody on the roof, which, again, is the number one place you go and the number one place. I mean, if out to a half mile, if there's water towers where a president or a top candidate speaking, they go and put people on the water tower because that's a place to take a shot. 450 feet away, literally a 10-year-old can hit bullseye at 450 feet, okay? I've shot mountain goats at 1,200 yards, but most people can't shoot like that. But we're talking 450 feet, but the round that the guy fired was so lightweight, a little bit of wind can blow it, cold bore, it can, you know, always shoot a little bit to the left. But the point is, it was one half inch away from hitting Trump right in the temple and killing him, shot right through his ear, right here. And so that's one issue. This was not a mistake. This was not a screw up. This was premeditated. But yes, I've been on air like a parrot saying they're going to kill Trump or try to kill him. And when they kill him or try to kill him, all hell is going to break loose. So I want to be 100% clear. Now the deep state set this up, brought in the shooter, protected him, put him up there. That's all 100% fact. Don't be naive. People debate that stuff all day. The default is put people on rooftops within a half mile. This is 450 feet away. This is preposterous. This was the default set position. Like, this is like putting salt water in your gas tank or not putting gas in your car. You have a newborn baby, you throw it in the pool. It's not a mistake. It's done on purpose. The low-level Secret Service is not their fault. They follow orders. No one is on four rooftops, 450 feet away.
Who is giving that order? Who is telling them, don't be on the rooftops, do you think? If you had to guess,
we know that. Right. That, we know.
Okay.
That is the senior. That is the senior advance team of the Secret Service.
And that is that. There's a name. So the senior advance woman. I forget her name. She is the. She's testifying. The Republicans have just called her to testify in front of the Congress. I forget her name, but she is the head of the Secret Service. Do you know her name, Alex? I'm forgetting her name.
Yeah, it's another one of these diversity hires. So we saw a bunch of women with guns didn't protect Trump, but it's beyond that. The number one thing, if you study the Secret Service, this is all well known. It's in all the Secret Service movies, but it's the default. Any rooftops within a half mile, you clear and you have people on top of them. It doesn't matter they didn't have enough Secret Service. you put cops on top of the roofs, that nobody can do that. Instead, about 2 minutes before Trump gets shot in the ear, there's video of this. It's all over X. They clear everybody out from behind Trump as they hear dozens of witnesses have been on the news that said there's a guy with a gun on the building.
Right.
So
I saw
it.
They
run around for minutes going, yeah. There's a guy. Exactly. There's a guy on the roof with a gun, and they sit there and fumble and watch. But the local SWAT teams waited, and they're on their radios with their guns trained on him. And they're like not told to take the shot. So there wasn't just a stand down, not putting people on top of the buildings, which is the first thing you do. That's where the shots come from, not up close. In every case, 95% of the time. They then have got, it's all on video, the shooter, as he's up there with a rifle, crawling around and getting a prone position, and they're told to stand down for about 2 minutes. So we're talking about 120 seconds. This is like a lifetime. Because in real situations, you got a shooter, you got a guy with a gun, you know, you blast him. So everybody having a debate about and hearings and why this happened, that's all a distraction. So moving on from that, Trump beat all the fake impeachments. He beat the Russiagate. He beat the fake civil cases. He got found guilty, but nobody bought it. They were popular. He got convicted in the New York show trial. That gave him an extra 10 points. In real national scientific polls that are being conducted, and I've talked to the Republican Party that's doing these, Trump's about 25 points ahead nationwide. In mainstream news, they say 15 points. In battleground states, he's 10 to 15 points ahead. With dead people, people out of district, that's not enough. Maybe they can steal a 5-point lead. You can't steal a 10-point lead. You can't steal a 15-point lead. So even in New York, he's now in play. Places like Michigan, 10 points ahead. Pennsylvania, 10 points ahead. Georgia, 15 points ahead. Arizona, 15 points ahead. They can't steal that. So they're in total collapse. They're trying to remove Biden. So you change the subject by killing Trump, and then who is the nominee 1 week before he goes to Milwaukee, Wisconsin for the RNC. So now that they shot at the king and missed, and he's even more popular and they're more desperate, as I said 3 years ago, as Tucker said years ago, as I've said on air and as I personally told Trump, I'll leave it at that, I said, sir, 6 months ago, I said, you are on a trajectory where you've beaten all this. The next thing is assassination. That's why he has the Secret Service. To act like that isn't an issue. Remember, Forbes was saying last night, oh, there was an incident, a backfire of a car or something. They were – shut that down, guys. So they are literally trying to sell you that none of this happened, that there wasn't even assassination. They tried that for like 6-7 hours yesterday, showing you – how incredibly disgusting all this is and how the fix is in. So I told you literally like a parrot on methamphetamine what was going to happen in the last couple of years. Now let me tell you the rest of the moves the deep state has.
Please.
He's trying to pull the troops. Thank you. He's trying to pull the troops out of Ukraine. The U.S. funds 83% of the funding that's public. Trump, people say, oh, Trump can't kill this. He can't stop this. The hell he can't. He's a commander-in-chief. So Kennedy tried to pull out the troops. He pulled out 100,000, and he was dead a month later in 63. So here's what the deep state needs to do. Everybody's against him. The whole world's waking up to him. They want to kill, I'll be very slow here. They want to kill Trump now even more because this just gave him 20 points. He's not, all these Democrats that are now voting Trump, he's not going to win by 10 points. He's going to win by 30 points. This is a major political realignment. He got shot in the side of the head. Perfect hole right through his ear, quarter inch over, right in the temple. This is so epic. So what is the deep state going to do? Well, I study clandestine operations. I study all this stuff. I had a lot of family worked in this. And I'm not talking about pencil pushing areas of government. I'm talking about overthrowing government people, okay? And they told me all this stuff when I was a kid. So here's what's going to go down. They've got the deep state has truck bombs loaded in Florida. They have truck bombs, in my opinion, loaded in Wisconsin. And if they don't block the roads off a half mile from Mar-a-Lago with serious concrete dividers, if they don't block off Wisconsin, which Trump said, screw it, I'm going there tomorrow. If they don't do that, the next move is roll a truck full of plastic explosives into the event. They're also going to try to poison him. They got people inside his organization. So poisoning, truck bombs, shootings is all in the works. Also, they've been pre-programming cyber attacks by the Russians claiming they're working with Trump supporters. The FBI already put out reports last year saying the Russians working with Trump supporters are going to cut the U.S. power off. No, the desperate deep state. So cyber attacks, power outages, truck bomb attacks, but it gets worse. They will also, and this is totally,
I love how you go, you go truck bombs, power outages, and then you go, and it gets worse. Like, it's crazy to think about getting it. And I understand what you're saying. It's so wild to think about this. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this for sensational reasons.
No, for sure.
Okay. I want to be all I do is study this. So this is the normal threat continuum. So on the ladder, indictments, civil stuff, garbage, impeachments, you know, take them off the ballot. And so next is assassination. So if you're a deep state and you shoot at the king, you miss, what's next? You don't just try to blow the king up with a truck bomb. You don't just try to poison his food. That's the standard procedure in history. You then attack black churches, black colleges with truck bombs or mass shooters. But a truck bomb is great when you're desperate because you don't even have to wind up a shooter. You just do it and claim a Trump supporter did it. So they have already said, Senator Blumenthal that's run the attacks on me and others have said, they've introduced the legislation that when he's president-elect, because it's not just 112 days of the election, or 113. It's that in that 79 days from the early November to January 20th, when he gets inaugurated, that 79 days, the Democrats have said there's going to be massive civil unrest. And when Trump tries to call up the National Guard under the Insurrection Act, they've introduced a bill to strip him of that power, which is a coup against the executive. So they've already, I go on for hours, pre-programmed all of this where they're going to stage attacks on black people. That's all pre-programmed, all the shows, all the movies, everything. Say Trump supporters are behind it, and they believe that will trump, pun intended, everything Trump is saying, everything Trump is doing.
So you think they'll try to start some type of race war or massive civil unrest based on like a false flag attack that's not, may not be an assassination, but is just to destabilize the public and to just introduce chaos into the process?
Yeah, let's be clear, Tim. I don't think I know.
Right.
You have to understand, there's a Rand Corporation 34-step ladder they've had since the 50s that's been updated that shows how nuclear war starts. We're right. Like 29 in Ukraine.
Right.
So this stuff has all been ridiculously working. So it's not that I'm that smart. I know about Operation Gladio when the Russians took over most of Europe. The West staged terror attacks, and I hate the communists. I mean, I had family involved in Gladio. You know, let's on the periphery. I'll leave it at that. So the point is, I know about all this. Like, if your dad's a mechanic, you know how to fix a diesel engine. Okay, so I know about the stuff. So the West had stay-behind networks when the Russians took over part of Eastern Europe and part of Western Europe, like Germany, East Germany. They had groups that staged terror attacks and labeled on the Russians. And the Russians did similar stuff, but the West was so good at it with Hollywood, the media, Operation Gladio. So this is Gladio 2.0. They just shot the Slovakian president 5 times. He lived. They're trying to kill Viktor Orban. He's trying to stop World War III. We are in direct war with Russia. And Trump is saying the military-industrial complex, I'm not doing that. This is stupid for business. He doesn't feel powerful killing people. He doesn't think war is sexy because he's not a pussy. So I'm telling you, the default is truck bombs, poison Trump, shoot him if they can, and then separately stage terror attacks against the pre-programming's there. It's black people. They're going to hit black people with massive terror attacks. I mean, we may have hundreds dead at a church, hundreds dead at a college, and they're going to say a Trump supporter did it. Now, that's their next move. Do they got the guts to pull it? I think they do.
What is your read on what happened with Biden? What is happening with Biden? What is happening in the Democratic Party? What do you think is going on since that debate? What do you feel like is happening, and what do you think ends up happening with him?
Well, I got banned twice. They first banned me 6 years ago, then 4 years ago. I'm not trying to write myself a story. It's just true. 12 people, the headline was, labeled as dangerous persons by Facebook. And Louis Farrakhan, myself, two of my reporters, 12 people were listed as dangerous persons. And they said, people can look this up. It doesn't sound real, folks. I swear to God, it's real. Look it up. You just look up 12 people banned under dangerous persons by Facebook. And it said, you're allowed to call for violence against these 12 evil people because they're so bad. They're so dangerous. They're so evil. We had lawyers call them. They took it down after a month. It was insane. But they, people saw the rules of service. They said, well, we're going to kill you. They came to my office. I had to get security, which it's been insane. Now, the reason I raised that is, what was your first? I went down a rabbit hole.
About Biden and about what do you think is going to happen and what's your read on that? I mean, that's the, obviously, this terrible story that happened to Trump. But before that, the big story was, you know, Biden being a corpse.
Out of his mind. So I remember now.
Yeah.
Why did they ban me? Look it up. I said Biden's had multiple strokes. Biden has had all sorts of medical issues. And so he is out of his mind. He is completely crazy. He needs to not run. So this is right when he was running. That's their excuse. And that's why they took me off the internet, was saying 5-6 years ago that he was out of his mind. So that's their only, you know, move. And Biden has had multiple brain surgeries. Biden is completely out of his mind. He can't operate after 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And so they don't know what to do. And so because they waited so long, they don't have runway to replace him. Now, congressionally and constitutionally, he has the $90+ million the DNC has. Kamala Harris has it. So they waited so long. He was supposed to already step down. Because he won't step down, they don't have a way to make him step down. And so out of pure panic, they're like, my God, Trump's 20 points ahead. What do? We kill him. We kill Trump. And so that's what's happening, is that Biden has no idea what he's doing. He is completely living on another planet. And so that's why I'm trying to explain to people, we are in a constitutional, total and complete crisis.
Okay? I've talked to more people, over the last few days, like you said, that are really panicked, and they're not people that you would think, right? I mean, these are, you know, very successful people. They are smart people, and they feel like this is, we're in a complete, you know, we're spiraling out of control, and they look at this attempt at Trump's life, and it's terrifies people. And by the way, these are not hysterics. These are not people that they ignored a lot of stuff up until this point, but I'm sure you've talked to some of them too that are texting me, liberals, Alex, liberals, Democrats are texting me going, what the fuck is going on? It's not just conservatives. Liberals are going, I'm panicked. What is this?
Well, exactly. Tim, that's such an important thing to say. I want to be clear to all the people out there. I was arrested by George W. Bush.
Right.
I'm a classical liberal. Everybody knows that who's followed me. Okay? I hated George Bush. I protested the war. Democrats used to be overall better than Republicans until Obama came along and, you know, he said, I'm really good at killing people with drones. And so the Democratic Party is now owned by BlackRock. They're owned by the big banks. The Republicans are just as bad, except Trump and our libertarian movement got a beachhead to Ron Paul, who started all this, and Rand Paul in the Republican Party. So our beachhead has taken over about 55% right now. That's why they're panicked, Republican Party. Because once we get full control of one party, we can reform the other. We need a debate. We need a discussion. My God, the Democratic Party used to be against the CIA and against wars and against surveillance and against censorship. Now they love it.
They love it.
And so So my thing to liberals is, listen, guys, I'm not some ultra right wing guy that wants to, like, you know, put you in jail because you're gay or whatever. That is all a lie, folks. And Trump's not that. Trump is a casino and hotel and golf course owner. And he's a hospitality guy. And he's all about what makes money for people makes him money. He's all about good times, man. Trump is all about good times. He's optimistic. He wants to have prosperity. He wants to bring jobs back. And the globalists want austerity to consolidate power under the central bank digital currency, under the ESGs, under the social credit score. So that's why they're mad at Trump, is he went to China and said, half the money goes to middlemen. China loved him, actually, at the end. He said, you can keep the money, and we get half of it to our workers. So Trump is literally in the people's corner in that he is a hotel owner,
right?
A casino owner, and he wants money.
He wants
success.
He wants I truly believe, listening to him, he wants standards of living to go up. And I think that there's a lot of people.
Because his whole life, where does he make money, Tim? Yeah. Where does he make money?
When people come to resorts and hotels and people have disposable income.
Yeah, so I know Trump well.
Yeah.
He went to Kim Jong-un, who cried. And people said he cried the private meeting. He came out and cried. And Trump showed him a DVD graphic of South Korea as the most populous, most successful per capita country in the world. Per capita, South Korea is the most successful in the world. He said, you're the same people. He showed him a DVD computer program of hotels, golf courses, and casinos, and said, within 10 years, we will free all your people. You'll be making $100 billion a year. And Kim Jong-un said, he cried and said, China runs me. And Trump said, I know. So Trump does not like war. He doesn't. He wants golf courses and hotels and casinos. He wants the good times, folks.
Right.
So that's why the globalists don't want Trump, because they're like, you naive son of a bitch. This is about power. We don't want casinos. We don't want hotels. We don't want golf courses. We don't like you banging hot hookers. You suck. And Trump's like, I love everybody. So here's the deal. They're coming after Trump. The fact that they missed and didn't kill him means they're going to escalate this. And I personally, I'm going to leave this at this. I don't talk about inside baseball. Personally, got the message of Trump this morning. And I said, if you go to Milwaukee, they might do a truck bomb. And he said, you be a pussy. He's going to Milwaukee. And I get it. The guy's got incredible
fortitude. Bravada.
He's got fortitude. Yeah. But yeah. I'm just saying, he's not a pussy to like back off right now.
No.
He's going to win us.
Someone, there needs to be security measures there for sure. Do we know anything about this shooter other than the fact that he was a kid that lived in Pennsylvania and was in a Black Rock commercial that they filmed at his high school, which is true?
Jim, let me be 1,000% clear.
I've never been in a Black Rock commercial. Sorry.
A plane's flying over here.
Yeah, it's okay. Yes. Yes, sir.
I want to be completely clear here. We don't need to ask about him or anything about him, because none of that's real.
Okay.
The Secret Service does one thing. They protect the president, and the default of the Secret Service is to cover the rooftops a half mile out. This wasn't 1,000 yards. It wasn't 3,000 yards out. This was 450 feet from the president, and someone told them, don't put people on the roof when Trump gives a speech. There's no debate. They stood down. They were ordered to do it, guaranteed by the Biden administration. So that's what's happening right now. And if you think they tried to kill him yesterday and shot him through the ear, like perfect hole right in the ear.
Yeah.
If you think they aren't going to go for broke now, when this is like Super Mario Brothers, where you eat the mushroom and you're invincible.
Do you think the people in his organization get it? The things that you are saying and that you believe and that you are, talking about here tonight, do the people in his organization share those views? Do they understand what they're up against, in your estimation?
Yeah. Here's the thing about Trump. I've done a psychological study of him. I forget the top guy in the 60s and 70s that made records about self-help and believe it's going to happen. It's like Oprah Winfrey, The Secret.
Okay.
Trump listened to that record like 500 times or more. And I've literally told Trump, and I've told his people, you've got to back off. You've already won. You got to stop. And Trump said, screw you. I'm not a pussy. If they want to. So the problem is his people have already told him this. And Trump is such a maniac, which he's probably right. he believes if he just goes out there, he'll be on the road more now. He doesn't care. And so that's Trump. He believes he is invincible and he doesn't care. And now that he just got grazed and died, he's a maniac. And that's why, let me tell you something. Trump's not perfect. He made mistakes, did stuff I didn't like. I don't say that to get curry with liberals and make them, oh, you're not, you know, like, no. I disagree with Trump on a lot of stuff. Warp speed, all of it got roped into it. I know him well. When I got married 8 years ago to my wife, my second wife, he called her for 10 minutes, told her how great I was. You know, he was like, he called me on my birthday, still calls me, you know, just to, like, the guy is a machine and he's all into loyalty. And his issue is that he thinks he's invincible.
I'll tell you this.
And maybe he is.
I know some people that know him and they know him well and they all love him. They all like him. They have said to me, and you will probably agree, that there are people in his circle, whether it's the inner circle or the outer circle or whichever circle it is, that they do not trust.
Oh, he 100%. The biggest threat to Trump is them poisoning his food. And that's why people, Trump's a great guy, okay? He's a nice guy. He's always a big temper. He takes care of everybody. He has a soft spot for black people. I'm about to say that. It's well known. He'll, like, buy their mortgage randomly, give them, you know, double their pay because they're a whole black lady. He has a thing for black people. It's just well known for his crew. Because they're his crew. Other businessmen, he wants to battle them. But I was going to say something. What was your point about Trump?
I was just saying there's people in his circle that I've been told that from people that know him and like him and know a little bit about his circle, they believe that there are people in there that are not trustworthy.
No, 100%. And so that's his biggest failure. Kushner, horrible. Google double agent, horrible person. And his loyalty, that's why the chief of staff, General Kelly at the time, 5 years ago, look it up, said General Kelly's main job was keeping Trump away from Alex Jones. Because back then I was talking to him every 2 days. And I was like, hey, you know Fiona Hill's Bilderberg. You know Fiona Hill, you know this guy is George Soros Foundation. He goes, no, send that to me. So I would have law firms, and this is, I've been talking a lot about this. I don't want to put myself out there as a target. I'm not trying to brag and sound powerful, folks. Nobody, they all knew, no one would tell him. So I had law firms. I had Baker Hostetler, which is the biggest Republican law firm. I know he'd pay attention to that. He'd say, give me a report on that. Like when Elon Musk 6 months ago said, give me a report on the PR firms around the Sandy Hook thing on you. And so Trump would say, give me a report. So I would go pay $50,000 per memo. And I would have like the deputy head of the FCC, you name it, write a memo to him about, here's the legislation. Here's how they're doing it. Here's the people in your administration. And when I did that, the CIA went ape shit and literally had me followed home. They threatened my family. They completely came after me, which is fine. I'm not worried about it. But I don't say this to like act cool, Tim. This is what happened. So it wasn't that he didn't have people around him that knew what was going on. They were scared to tell him. I knew how to use Google. And I'm like, okay, well, here, who is General McMaster? Who is Fiona Hill? Who is... And I would send him reports, hundreds of thousands of dollars a month to with law firms. And you know what happened? That happened. They called me up to D.C. They said, we want to meet with you about Trump. So I go to D.C. 6 years ago. Trump's in office for about a year. And I get there, and I'm in this top of this huge building, 50 stories high. And they said, you agree this meeting's off record? That's why it's off record. I won't say who was there. And the richest man in the world, at the time, said, how would you like $50 million a year for a free speech foundation, but we want you to stop and listen to us right now? And I said, I thought I came here about another meeting. And they said, no, you're here about this. And I said, no. And they said, you made a big mistake and literally poked me in the chest. And they filed suits the next week. So I've literally been in the high-rise buildings offered $50 million to turn against America and do it, which is easy. I love America. I love freedom. Shit, I love being a rebel. But I'm trying to explain to people, they just tried to kill Trump. What are they going to do next? False flags. You name it.
Do you think
everything
people
is on the table?
Do you think, and I don't even want to say names, but you know, you have people like Elon Musk who took a very high profile stance and says, I endorse Trump. Like, do you think there are other people that are in danger of all kinds of things, whether it's, maybe it's not violence, maybe it's their businesses being attacked, maybe it's their, you know, livelihood. Do you think that this is something that is, you know, obviously it centers Trump in your estimation, but is it bigger than him and broader than him?
Yeah, I mean, let's be 100% clear. Elon Musk was the second richest person in the world this time. As it goes back and forth, people can guess who it was. Let's just say you get a lot of package deliveries to your house every day from this, and it symbols a little devil tail. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, absolutely, Elon Musk is a maverick, and he's anti-establishment, and he knows how to dominate. So he sees we're winning. Some people can say, is he good? Is he bad? He sees we're winning. He's on our side. He's dominating. He's doing a great job. 100%. You've got Brazil. You've got Australia. You've got the EU with criminal charges they're announcing for Elon Musk. Elon Musk is 100% on our side. He's all in. He has endorsed Trump, and it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong. So this is an epic moment to be alive. Elon Musk has never offered me money. Elon Musk has never tried to get me to do anything he wants. I've talked to him, you know, a lot, done interviews, talked to him. I'll leave it at that. That's inside baseball. He's good friends with Joe. We're all, you know, fellow sure. Austinites.
Sure.
But Elon Musk sees America winning. Elon Musk sees humanity winning. He's on our team. So, yeah, of course they're after Elon Musk. Of course they're trying to put Elon Musk in prison because he's real. But the other person, the guy that owns that big shipping company, that owns a big grocery store, they literally thought, like, hey, how's $50 million sound? And I said, no. And they said, well, we're really surprised you made that
and
decision.
And can I, I know you don't want to say the name, but is it, would a good guess be Jeff Bezos?
Oh, no, certainly not.
Okay, right.
The only reason I say this is,
thank God I'm wrong. Of course, it's not him.
Yeah, I want to keep having these meetings. Here's the deal.
Right.
I'm not bragging. It's true. I've been in meetings with Bilderberg group members.
Yeah.
Billionaires, you know, flown out to Bel Air, flown out to D.C., flown out to London. I've sat there at literal British royalty's house. And they're like, hey, man, we want you to join our team. How much money do you want? And I'm like, does the money include all World War III? I mean, it's not hard, but I'm not that important. I'm like a baseball card. Globalists don't collect baseball cards. They collect people, Tim.
Yeah.
And so I don't tell you these stories to try to act powerful or impress
no, no.
You.
I listen, I've listened to you for years and years and years, and I know that you truly are deeply misunderstood. If people talk about you, they don't understand that you have a libertarian streak, that you are a lover of freedom, as we can see right now. You deeply care about the country, and you are a guy that when you disagree with Trump, you'll say it. When you agree with Trump, you'll say it. When you agree with Democrats, you'll say it. What do you think is the biggest vulnerability? Because obviously Trump is way ahead. He's way ahead in the polls. What's his biggest vulnerability electorally? Do you believe there's any, or do you believe it's pretty much the election's pretty much been decided at this moment?
Mark Zuckerberg paid $400 and something million 4 years ago to steal the election and to get a database of dead people and people who lived outside state. And so they can steal, depending on the actuary, 5 to 6%. That's that. So if Trump's winning by 5%, they can steal it. So we saw in Pennsylvania or Michigan, where Trump's like this, is organic curve, and then bloop, Biden goes above it. So Trump's biggest weakness is they're going to kill him. They already tried to kill him yesterday. So they have nothing to lose. They don't care. They're going to try it again. So Trump's biggest issue is his mortality. It's his humanity.
Yeah.
And so that's where we are, Tim.
And people are pretty cavalier about this. I've seen a lot of people in my life that I, you know, it's not comedians because their job is to make jokes and that's completely fine. But I'm talking about real people that you know, aren't attaching the importance to it that should be. I mean, this is when you see a bullet whiz by the head of the front runner for the Republican, you know, for the presidency. At this point, he's the nominee. He will be officially the nominee in 3 days. He's the front runner. And if you look at the polls, he's essentially the president-elect. And a bullet whizzed by his head. And I feel like people aren't attaching the significance to it that some people are, the people that are kind of surprising me. But then there's a lot of people that just feel like they're kind of just taking it in stride. And they go, yeah, well, it's a violent country. I'm like, I don't think that's the takeaway.
Yeah. I totally agree. They're delusional.
Right.
And if they kill Trump, it's going to be 10 times worse for them.
No, I know. And that's the thing. And this guy has a wife and a family. And there is something very callous about the way that people have responded to it.
Yeah, let's be clear. I guarantee you, the pussies that are just talking about, so what? I saw like a CIA lady showed like the Grim Reaper with one of those claw games where you get the toy out and they're mad because it almost got Trump. They're like flirting with disaster and Armageddon. And like, they're laughing because I know these CIA people. I know these operatives. I've studied them. They don't get the wheelhouse they're in. And so they think it's like really tough and cool and funny. The average CIA analyst cannot wipe their own ass. It's like Chuckie Schumer a month ago at Father's Day couldn't cook a hamburger. He has a raw hamburger with a piece of cheese on it. These people are aliens. And so they thought they'd intimidated America, Tim. They thought America was done. They thought we were idiots. No, we were asleep. And now they think thumping us in the face and messing with us is making us back down. And they're about to find out the opposite. So all bets are off. They're going to try to kill Trump again. They're going to stage false flags. It's the next move. It's so easy to say what comes next. And so that's why I'm begging everybody to follow me at Real Alex Jones. I'm begging people to pray for Trump. I'm begging people to understand. Because if you look at the average CIA analyst, they don't even want combat vets anymore than CIA. Because they're scared of them. They have like weird college degreed women. I think it's women, but it's like literally 50-year-old women that hate men and can't fight their way out of a paper bag are literally wargaming how they're going to kick our ass.
What do you think they're planning? I mean, you know, they're running articles in the Military Times saying the draft should come back. And this is, you know, they're saying they want a draft. They're saying, you know, what are they? The generals are saying war with China is inevitable within 5 years. You've seen what they've done in the Ukraine. They've pushed the Ukraine war to the brink where we're almost in a hot war with Russia. They've supplied Ukraine with weapons that can reach Russia, can hit Russia, or they at least were claiming they were going to, and that might not have gone through. But there is this, what is coming? What are they, what, I mean, Boeing is killing everyone in the office. In Boeing, you walk in the office, you're dead. You're poisoned. What? And that's our biggest national security company. What is happening?
Tim, that's a perfect analogy. You got to come on my show.
Yeah.
I came on yours. You better come on the show.
I will.
Perfect. Boeing's killed a bunch of their employees. The evidence is overwhelming. Because they think that fixes it. It makes it worse.
It's not good. They're killing everyone.
It's a total and absolute Streisand effect.
Yeah.
And so that's where we are, is that the deep state's dying, the deep state's falling apart, and their answer is just launch another war. In the EU, Germany, Sweden, France have announced national drafts, and the public's protesting it. And they're saying, our new economy, don't worry, is war with Russia. The West started that 11 years ago. They overthrew the Ukrainian government. They started it. I'm not a fan of Russia. They're not perfect. The point is that exactly, they are starting this war. They're accelerating this war. And Trump is saying he's not part of this war. So the system is in complete panic mode. Try to stop it.
And you think that they need this war for the new economic realities that are coming with AI, with technology, with all of the, you know, advancements that we're seeing? People's jobs are going away. And you think that this new world order, as you know, the term is that needs to be focused on permanent, unending war.
Well, that's it. If you're a globalist, if you're a globalist, if you're a globalist, oh, I'm really exhausted, but it's 5 a.m. Yeah. If you're a globalist, you don't care about people dying. You don't care about war. You don't care about depression. You need an excuse to unify people around what you're doing. And so they're trying, like Hitler, when he was losing against England and against North Africa, he invades Russia. That'll unify the Germans. I'll just go attack Russia. They're in full panic mode.
Yeah. It's scary stuff. Definitely appreciate you coming on to talk about this. How are you going to be at the convention?
Tim, I'll be completely honest with you. I'm prepared to die.
Yeah.
So we're on the verge. I don't just say this, listeners. I'm physically sick right now.
Yeah. We don't want you to die.
No, I'm trying to explain this. Yeah. This is not, I'm not playing games, okay?
Yeah.
I want you to listen to me very carefully. I've always followed my intellectual analysis of history, okay? And I'm here in Northern California, which is infiltrated Bohemian Grove again. That's breaking. And I have my 7-year-old daughter with me and my wife with me, and I've got 3 other older children. I can't get on your show and lie to you. So I'm sitting here believing we're about to have a nuclear war. They've already tried to kill Trump. They're going to do it again. And so I feel guilty literally talking to you and saying we're about to see the end of civilization. Right now on the road we're on the like you got your GPS, you're driving this restaurant, you're driving this place, you're going to the beach. We're not going to the beach, folks. We're going to thermonuclear war and the end of civilization and total death. And I don't say that to be dramatic. I literally was sitting here and you were asking me what's happening next and I started to vomit.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm tough, okay? I'm tough, okay? I've been in a lot of fights. I don't break. I don't easily buckle. I am literally having a panic attack right now because of the magnitude of what's happening to our civilization. So I want to be very clear with people. I don't want to say what I think because I don't want to sound like an asshole to people, okay? We are in the middle of World War III with the Russians. It's already started. Everything is collapsing. Everything is insane. And if we sit there and if we...
There's the reason to live and there's the reason to save. There's the reason to save the country right there, right?
That's what I'm saying is that I don't want to come here and tell you and say a bunch of horrible shit because right. It gives power to it, but it's happening.
Yeah.
I don't, I'm literally having nightmares every night. I'm literally preparing to die. And I'm sitting there watching everybody going, playing golf and watching Netflix, thinking it's all a fucking joke. Folks, yeah. It ain't a fucking joke. Okay.
Right.
And all I'm telling people is that I know how things work. This is what I do. And we are in World War III with the Russians.
Yeah.
We have a crazy Joe Biden. They just tried to kill Trump. Come on, people. What do you think comes next? Right. They're going to power outages. They're going to do a cyber attack. They're going to kill Trump. And I'll just say that. They're going to kill Trump. I think he's dead. So I am physically, I was trying to be dramatic earlier. I was about to vomit. I love you, baby. It's my daughter right here. Say hi to folks, Veronica. So,
I mean,
this is going back, baby, I'll be almost off. This is not a game, okay? People, thermonuclear war is not a game, okay?
No.
What's going down, and the average person cannot, like, gauge this. They think, oh, everything's fine, because you've lived in freedom so long, folks. This isn't a game. And I am literally doing the shutdown process of preparing to die. I'm literally looking at my daughter and my wife and, like, preparing for nuclear war, because that's a probability, not a possibility.
Well, Alex, and you know what? I agree with you, but I want to remind you that there's a lot of people that care about you. You're incredibly talented. Your family loves you. And that's why I had you on, because we wanted to hear what you had to say. And, you know, I've been listening to you since I'm 13. So if we can just send love to you and hope that you feel better, because you get involved in a lot of crazy shit and read about it and process it and internalize it. But we're just sending love to you and your family. And I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this, because this is really, for lack of better words, fucked up shit. And,
I want to be 100% clear.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I whined and
you didn't mind
all that. What I'm trying to say to everybody, my family's out here, right?
Yeah.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Right.
This is a total meltdown takeover by any yardstick. The globalists are in bunkers right now. They're all hiding. I'm saying we've got to recognize how dangerous this is, and we've got to contact Congress, contact the media, and say, stop this. That's all I'm trying to say, is that I want to say what I really believe, and I'm not trying to be dramatic. It feels evil to say we're on the verge of nuclear war.
It feels disgusting
to do this. That's all I'm trying to say. And they just tried to kill Trump. We're not in Kansas, folks. We're not in a normal situation. So, Tim, I love you.
Thank you.
Please come on my show.
Dude, I will.
And God bless you.
I appreciate it. God bless you. And thank you, Alex. Alex Jones, everybody. Alex, go be with your family. Thank you, brother.